Hey guys, Will Durst here to say that population scientists describe the baby boom generation as anybody born between 1946 and 1964, which means the youngest baby boomer turned 50 last year, which is just so wrong. Boomers are the architects of the youth culture. We're the Pepsi generation that had a minor fling with Coke. But as demonstrated throughout our flower-powered history, we enter this new phase of life with unwavering optimism, a firm commitment to effect positive change, and pockets full of drugs. But you kids shouldn't think that growing old is all gloom and doom. No, no, no. An equal amount of good travels with the gruesome, which is why we now present the four major advantages and disadvantages of being a baby boomer. First, the disadvantages. Number one, exorbitant costs for replacement parts. Number two, sex and drugs and rock and roll, and now naps. C, when acid flashbacks meet dementia. Number three, turns out that old adage was right. The good do die young, which explains why we're still here. And finally, your children are no longer reliable sources when it comes to tech support, and all the grandchildren have lost the ability to pick up a phone. Now, here's four of the advantages to being a baby boomer. Number one, fewer peers means less peer pressure, and it diminishes every day. Number two, going to the bathroom three times a night turns out to be a highly effective means of home security. Number three, always one ear hair so long and thick you can cut cheese with it. D, in hostage situations, chances are you'll be among the first released. Number four, you no longer have to worry about being the fresh young thing in prison. Sweet. And finally, your knees are better at predicting the weather than the guy on TV. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Pockets full of drugs!